In Charlotte, North Carolina, a state of emergency was declared after two nights of violent protest following the police killing of a black man. And today, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said he will not release video of the shooting. He plans to show it to the family of the 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Putney said the video does not definitively show Scott pointing a gun. Meanwhile, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton weighed in yesterday on the police killings of African Americans. Both decried recent shootings in Tulsa and Charlotte. So let's listen to extended excerpts from both candidates. Here's Donald Trump at the New Spirit Revival Center in Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
Well, as you know, I'm a tremendous believer in the police and law enforcement because we need that for ourselves. We need it. And I've really gotten the endorsement from so many different groups, and they're great people. They're great people. Now, great people, you always have problems. You have somebody in there that either makes a mistake, that's bad, or that chokes. I must tell you, I watched the shooting in particular in Tulsa. And that man was hands up. That man went to the car, hands up, put his hand on the car. I mean, to me, it looked like he did everything you're supposed to do. And he looked like a really good man. And maybe I'm a little clouded because I saw his family talking about him after the fact. So you get a little bit, you know, different image maybe. But to me, he looked like a, you know, somebody that was doing what they were asking him to do. And this young officer, I don't know what she was thinking. I don't know what she was thinking. But I'm very, very troubled by that. I'm very, very troubled by that. And we have to be very careful. So, I mean, these things are terrible. That was, in my opinion, that was a terrible situation. And we've seen others. And the police are aware of that, too. By the way, the police are troubled by it, too. They look at it. Now, did she get scared? Was she choking? What happened? But maybe people like that, people that choke, people that do that, maybe they can't be doing what they're doing. Okay? They can't be doing what they're doing. So, yeah.
I'm Donald J. Trump, man of the people.
Yeah.
President of the United States.
Thank you. So we all respect our police greatly, and they will just have to get better and better and better. Thank you.
That's Donald Trump speaking yesterday in Ohio. Hours after making those remarks, Trump endorsed broader use of stop and frisk, the controversial policy that allows police to search anyone they deem suspicious. He said the practice worked incredibly well in New York. In 2013, though, a New York federal judge struck down the tactic, calling it discriminatory against people of color and unconstitutional. Well, today, Trump said he was referring to using stop and frisk specifically in Chicago, not nationwide. Now, on to Hillary Clinton. Yesterday, she was at the Frontline Outreach Center in Orlando, Florida.
I'm here today to talk about how to make our economy work for everyone. But first, I need to say something about two very upsetting incidents that took place over the past few days. First, an unarmed man named Terrence Crutcher was shot and killed by a police officer in Tulsa. Then a man named Keith Lamont Scott was shot and killed by a police officer in Charlotte. I'm sending condolences and prayers to their families. I know a lot of you are as well. There is still much we don't know about what happened in both incidents, but we do know that we have two more names to add to a list of African Americans killed by police officers in these encounters. It's unbearable, and it needs to become intolerable. We also saw the targeting of police officers in Philadelphia last week. And last night in Charlotte, 12 officers were injured in demonstrations following Keith Lamont Scott's death. Every day, police officers across our country are serving with extraordinary courage, honor, and skill. We saw that again this weekend in New York and New Jersey and Minnesota. Our police handled those terrorist attacks exactly right, and they likely saved a lot of lives. I've spoken to many police chiefs and other law enforcement leaders who are as deeply concerned as I am and deeply committed as I am to reform. Why? Because they know it is essential for the safety of our communities and our officers. We are safer when communities respect the police and police respect communities.
That's Hillary Clinton speaking yesterday.